Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Shout out, kudos. They feel so good, don't they? It's nice to know that you've made an impact. My point in the post, just listing those testimonials is a great first step. We can also use those good words strategically if we put them in the background to support another point. Here are two ways to do just that. For content marketing, let's use the lessons learned approach. Go something like this. Present the idea, why it works, then the testimonial or feedback to show that it does indeed work. See how that doesn't sound like bragging? We can position the kudos as a happy ending, especially in high stakes or high risk situations. Another idea, use the aggregate approach. What are some of the common themes of all your feedback? That can be your ace in the hole. Then present that theme as an idea. For example, if you get kudos for being real, use that as a springboard on the importance of authenticity. Or maybe tips on letting your authenticity shine. The idea here is that you're showcasing what you're good at in an educational way. Do you see how the feedback plays a supporting role in both ideas? People think you're bragging when the kudos take the center stage. But in the background, this information is a useful tool. It tells you what you're best at so you know what to advocate both in content marketing and also sales conversations. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.